Who Back When.
Hello, and welcome to Who Back When, the Doctor Who podcast. This is a special bonus episode. I don't know why I'm gesticulating while I say all this. This is a special bonus episode because it is sort of an introduction cast. You may have heard the news. Flapjack, aka Flaphammer, aka Jackhammer, aka Jack, has regenerated. And we now have a completely brand spanking new co-host on Who Back When. His name is the Rawmeister, and he's actually sitting right across from me right now here at Punk Plaza. Hello, Rawmeister!
Hello, very happy to be here. maybe I won't talk like that.
I want to see if you can keep that up through all of the
That'd be amazing.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, oh, by the way, hi, I'm Ponkin. Check this out. First of all, two things. If you have accidentally stumbled upon this podcast and this is the first episode of Who Back When you're listening to, probably not the best place to start. But thank you very much for tuning in. I suggest you check out another one of our review podcasts.
Please do.
But yes, I know, and I apologise profusely for the slight hiatus that we've had with the Classic Who reviews. It turns out Flapjack, he will be returning to the show occasionally for the odd review here and there, but rather than make you wait until then and have progress with one Classic Who serial every, I'm not going to give you a time, but let's say, e.g. 6 months, let's just get on with the show. A lot of you will be fans of Ponkin and Friends.
What can you estimate a percentage there?
Nought point. No.
Am I the only fan of Ponkin and Friends?
Actually, I quite like it as well. So,
not what you said earlier.
Before doing Who Back When, I dabbled in podcasting and had a little show called Ponkin and Friends, which you should never check out because it sucks. No. It was fun. It was good practice. And the Rawmeister was a frequent co-host on Ponkin and Friends. In fact, you can go to ponkin.com and check out any episode except for the pilot one.
Yeah, please do not
features the Rawmeister. And you'll have a fantastic and marvellous example of the banter that he provides. So, Rawmeister, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
I've been talking ad nauseum. Go for it. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, why am I listening to you?
That's a really difficult question to answer. I might need to take a pause there while I think. I suppose the main thing to say about myself, I've been told to downplay this, but I am not quite a Doctor Who virgin, but I'm very inexperienced in the realm of Doctor Who. I've only, you know, gotten to a few bases, if you will.
You got to second base of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Is that when you finger John Pertwee?
Shall I give you a rundown of my Doctor Who experience to the best of my memory?
If you like, go for it.
So, I think the first time I watched Doctor Who was probably one of the worst places you could possibly start. So there was some kind of special in the 90s. I'm going to say 1994.
Are you thinking 1996, starring Paul McGann?
I don't know who it was starring.
It
could have been anybody, but I do know that it was in so-called 3D. Oh. In other words, it had to wear the blue and red specs that, it was for, like, I think either Comic Relief or Children in Need, one of those things. All I really remember is putting on the 3D glasses and not really being able to see much difference, except for the colour being off, and I was tremendously disappointed because at the time I was, I don't know how old I was, like maybe 10 or something. Oh my god, 3D television, that's gonna be amazing. And then,
you saw this on
this?
TV?
This was on TV, yeah.
So
I don't think it was a movie.
This cannot be the Paul McGann
thing. It was like maybe like a half hour, like little special or something. This is just vague memories from my childhood, so I don't really know what it
JD
was.
JD will be able to figure out what this is.
I mean, it probably barely even counts as an episode, but that was my introduction to Doctor Who, and it was quite a disappointing thing for me, unfortunately. So I don't think I saw anything else until this sort of rebooted series began. I think I saw part of the first episode of that. It was like a Christmas special of Billy Piper.
Hubba Hubba.
Yeah, who, you know, to me she is still better known as the pop star. She won her short-lived pop career before she became an actress, I suppose.
Do you have a girlfriend? Friend, you're looking real cool. Beautiful. Yeah. Gorgeous. Into sci-fi.
There are a few things I'm quite into.
Okay.
But I'm not one of those guys who knows everything about every sci-fi show. There are, like, the majority of sci-fi shows I probably haven't seen, you know.
Okay.
Even to the extent, you know, I'm quite into Star Trek, but I haven't seen actually all that much of it. I've seen
Wait, what? Surely you've seen all of Star Trek?
No, none at all. Okay. Like, I've seen little bits of it, and I really like those little bits, but I've never seen, like... I've probably seen most of, like, the original series.
Okay.
I doubt I've seen every episode of the original series, though.
Oh, wow.
And I've probably seen, like, less than half of TNG and next to none of the other series.
Okay.
I haven't even seen all the movies.
Hang on.
Okay, this is
let me just interrupt you for a second there. So, to all the listeners who haven't turned off this podcast yet, here is why I really, really want the Rollmeister to join Who Back When. Okay, numero uno, we have podcasted so many times in the past.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know how many Ponkin and Friends episodes we did. We did tons of them. You were the most frequently recurring guest co-host, I think we were all referred to, or you were all referred to at the time, as at the time. There is that. Like, I know that we have fucking tremendous fun recording shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is really selling it to them.
Number two, you have, and please don't take this the wrong way, you have a certain sort of obsessive compulsive nature when it comes to TV shows and like pop culture in any form, really.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, much as I would say Star Trek wise, I'm a casual fan, but
sure.
I deeply, deeply love a few of the movies, for example.
Yeah. and you probably know. Yeah. Okay.
Especially
yeah.
Number four. Exactly. I'm Inside Out, and you know, Star Trek Two as well, and you know, a couple of the others I enjoy a great deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do tend to get quite intensely into things occasionally. Red Dwarf, I probably know that pretty much inside out as well.
Back to the Future.
Yes.
Battlestar Galactica reboot.
Yeah, definitely.
Bingo
I'm
Bongo.
The only person who ever watched that twice.
That's how the show's about.
I think I'm the only person who didn't hate the finale.
Probably.
Yeah.
Either way, so there is that. And
so
you
I also have
a lot of just sort of geek knowledge, in a way. You yeah. may downplay this yourself, but you seriously do. So I have no doubt that you watching Doctor Who and most of this for the first time. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, who maybe think, like, why haven't you brought on someone to Who Back When who has this sort of encyclopedic knowledge of Who already? Like, bear in mind, I've never seen any of these classic episodes until very shortly before recording these podcasts. So I would love to share the whole experience of popping our Who cherries. And bear in mind, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, not that I was there to actually witness the sexual act in question, but I was there in the aftermath of the Rohrmeister popping his Die Hard cherry, for instance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Bingo
yeah,
Bongo,
yeah.
right?
After many, many sort of, I don't know, like 3 or 4 years of you intensely trying to make me watch that
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, and quoting this film to you constantly.
Yep, see Ponkin and Friends for details. Yeah. If you want, like, what I would potentially bring to the podcast is a great deal of irreverence, which everyone loves. Probably a unusually slanty view of, no, a skew-with view or something. I don't know.
Are there any sort of, sorry to cut you off, are there any sort of 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s sci-fi shows that you enjoy?
Star Trek.
Star Trek, okay, that's Star Trek.
Yes, but I like TV shows from that era. Thunderbirds, is that count?
Thunderbirds?
I fucking love Thunderbirds. That was my childhood encapsulated,
you know,
in puppetry.
I very nearly got you a gift yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah, the Thunderbirds box set.
Oh my god.
Would you enjoy that?
Yes.
I'm really sorry I didn't get it for you.
Okay. You don't need to buy me a random gift for no reason. No, I love Thunderbirds. It's like, for a show that reused stock footage so intensely, I really loved it.
You like shows?
I could watch the launch sequence of Thunderbird 2 ad nauseum.
That was a 70s show, right?
I think it was 60s, actually. I'm not completely
sure. In that
case,
Dude Meister, if you like 60s shows that reuse stock footage, you are in for a treat.
Excellent. Why shoot something new when you've got one perfectly good shot that you can
perfectly encapsulates everything you're trying to convey in the scene?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I love some weirdly obscure things. A lot of things that were aimed at children, I suppose. Like, there was this show in the either late 80s or early 90s, a kids' show called What on Earth,
okay.
written by, and this is entering into the realm of obscure things I happen to know about Doctor Who, written by Pip and Jane Baker, who I believe wrote some of Doctor Who.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they wrote a kid show.
JD, confirm.
And they... and so, yes, yeah, so they wrote this kid show called What on Earth, which is about this alien who befriends a young boy, and the alien he'd turn into random objects if he needs to hide himself, but he's quite bad at it, so it's always wrong. So he's like, you know, a cup with two handles or something, or an oval-shaped golf ball, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Really cool show. It's on YouTube, I think, or at least some of it is.
What on Earth?
Yeah. Awesome. But very, very obscure show. And another one, also written by another Doctor Who person, a show called Dark Season.
Okay.
Which was like just six episodes, again on the BBC, early 90s. And that was written by Russell T. Davis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
early Russell.
Yeah. And it's also the first thing Kate Winslet was ever in.
Oh, cool.
And that was a really cool show. For a like 7 or 8 year old, it was very, very scary. It was all about this evil company who give all these kids free computers, and it sort of turns them into like zombie
drone type thing. Yeah,
like this girl turns it on and her eyes kind of go silvery and she's in this weird daze. Really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, you should definitely watch it. There's like, there'll be 3 hours of your life, but it's probably on YouTube.
Okay.
But as a kid, it scared me, and you'll probably see why. But I like to think I'm probably the only person who's seen both of those shows and not really watched Doctor Who. I think that's an entirely likely possibility. Well, the weird thing is, I don't know why I know that these shows are written by people who are involved in Doctor Who. I think, like, just the names stuck in my head as a kid, you know, seeing them on, like, the opening credits or something, and later on hearing these names mentioned in various...
And now they're legends.
Various media. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much Doctor Who Pip and Jane Baker might have wrote. I don't think they're particularly famous.
They were
ones, but
in any way related to either Colin Baker or Tom Baker. Sorry for saying those two names in that order.
I have no idea. But I mean, I'm like 90% sure that they were involved. I'm 100% Russell T. Davis was involved. I know that.
Yeah, I've heard that name being tossed around now and then.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, fret not. The Rohrmeister is going to catch up on Doctor Who by watching what we've discussed so far on Who Back When, and also catch up by listening to Who Back When reviews alongside watching it. So he will be he will be exactly at the same point where I am right now.
Yeah, eventually. I'll be getting up to speed as quickly as I can.
Yeah. And by the way, we're about to record our first review right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah, going into this with an open mind. The open mind of a massive skeptic. Not I'm a massive skeptic about Doctor Who. I'm just, you know, largely ignorant about it. That's all.
But so am I.
So I don't know what's... I don't know. It's exciting. I don't know what's coming.
I think you're
I know Daleks are coming. There's bound to be some fucking Daleks.
Oh, dude, just wait for it. The next episode is kick-ass. Spoiler alert, no Daleks. But the one after that is going to be the first Peter Cushing movie.
Awesome.
And that's got Daleks. Are you ready to watch some Doctor Who and talk about it?
Yeah.
Ad nauseum?
Yeah.
This is going to kick so much ass, it's going to literally blow everyone's mind hole. Ladies and gentlemen...
Don't oversell us.
Thank you very much for tuning into this little bonus app. You're going to enjoy this. Spoiler alert, you're going to love the Rohrmeister. So, like us on Facebook.
I'm not on Twitter.
He's not on Twitter, guys. I am. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Ponkin.
They're going to hate me. I'm not on Twitter. If I get lots of hate mail, let's read it out. That'd be great.
Actually, we should do a bonus episode where we just read out troll emails.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be a great episode.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to catch you. The first episode that we're doing, that Rohrmeister and I are doing together, is going to be The Time Meddler, so check that out.
That already intrigues me.
Oh my god, dude, you are... try not to get a boner.
Well, many of my favourite things involve meddling with time.
Yeah, so check that out. Be rad and excellent to each other, guys. Ciao. Do you have a catchphrase?
I'll try a new catchphrase every episode and see what sticks.
Nice.
So, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
All right. Ciao.
Who back when?